Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Rowe. Go to rowe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Rowe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to rowe.co/safety, Rx only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for news or nope.
News.
Oh, no. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I'm saying it. I found Drizzalicious today because I've had to sit in the studio and watch Erin eat Drizzle. Can I say this? She never offers any. She doesn't.
I think she has before.
She's just powering down her Drizz.
I don't.
And she
does not. You need to be stopped, okay?
Really careful.
Like yesterday, she just had a handful of Drizz and was just horking it into her.
I didn't
like,
have them yesterday.
What were you really shoving in your
popcorn.
Pie hole yesterday?
She had popcorn.
Man, you eat popcorn aggressively.
Yeah.
I mean, head back and like, Anyway, I've just never got to try the Drizz. Drizzalicious. We are not sponsored by these people.
But boy, do we wish
Damn.
We were.
Yeah. And let me just ask this question of our listeners before we get to the news of the day. If you know where to get the Drizz in the lemon flavor.
Yes, please.
Or the cookies and cream.
Yes. Or s'mores.
S'mores King Supers had them today.
Oh,
I just didn't buy it.
You just didn't get them. Yeah. Gotcha.
And they had like one bag left of the strawberry chocolate.
Because three bags was enough for you.
Well, yeah, because the caramel is dope.
It's really
good.
The
birthday cake is crazy. And I haven't even brought myself to open the cinnamon one because I know I'm
going
to Erin the living crap out of that.
Right. Just Drizz down the hatch.
But so anyway, I got a bunch of Drizz on my beard.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
A little bit of Gracie Abrams in the news. We are giving away tickets to see her
all week long.
She is recently on the cover of Vogue, which is pretty cool.
That's
but
very
she
cool.
was talking about her relationship with actor Paul Mescal, which, by the way, unfair. They are way too hot of a couple.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I love him so much, but I digress. She was talking about, they've been together about 2 years, and when she went to write her current album, which comes out next month, it's called Daughter from Hell. She went to write it, and she was like, I was a little freaked out because of this like stable and secure relationship I'm in. I thought that it would be a threat to my music. Turns
because
out
she's
it wasn't.
Happy.
Yeah, which is like the thing that people always are like, well, once Taylor Swift's happy, her music's gonna suck.
And
you're one of those people.
I am because
you sound just like that.
No. Because to me, I hope you don't misunderstand. It's such a compliment. What I mean it as a compliment. That woman can go through a breakup and explain it in a way that every human, not just women, goes, that's exactly how I feel.
Yes, fair.
And so I was like, how is she going to do happy songs? And it turns out it's Wood. Wood is how she does.
Wood or Wishlist or...
Yeah.
Eldest daughter is somehow sad, but also happy. But anyway, Gracie was freaked out by that, but she feels like this album actually nails it and she's doing just fine.
Do you think Taylor has had any Drizzalicious?
Probably.
I don't know.
Okay.
Good evening. Another artist in the news, Ariana Grande, started her tour. I forgot what it's called. Eternal Sunshine, I think.
I thought it was something sort of ironic because none of us, maybe it's the Eternal because we're like, she's not going to make it.
Yeah.
Announced yesterday on this show, she ain't going to make it.
It is the Eternal Sunshine Tour.
Yeah. I don't remember if that was on air or...
Was that off air?
That was off air.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It all just runs together for me.
Yeah. What he's referring to is off air. We talked about how we don't think she's going to make it on her tour. They're probably going to cancel it in 2 weeks because she is just...
She looks really...
It's scary.
Unhealthily thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about people's whatever, but yeah. Like there's just a point where you're like, when your clavicle is
and your
out,
ribs like that.
And clavicle like and ribs sternum. Aren't just
yeah.
out, whether you're hunching forward or right. backward, like it's just out. Like when there's bones out, maybe, and her skin has become a little bit on the translucent side.
And like a little gray.
Yeah. It's not,
but there's more stuff as to why she's in the news. Apparently she and Ethan Slater broke up like 3 months ago or so.
Finally.
Why were they together? Just because of the movie?
Because of Wicked. Because they bonded over musical theater.
And he left his wife and child for her.
Like newborn. Crazy. Yeah.
Do you think she'll take him back?
They said it was amicable. Yeah. Oh, the wife.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Ariana. I was like, I mean, amicable.
The wife put out some public statements. I don't think there's any going back.
Okay. Yeah. So since that was off air, are we doubling down on that now that we're saying it on the air? We don't think she's going to make it?
Yeah.
I don't think she's well.
She just needs some time.
You mean they're going
to
cancel the tour? What do you?
Like, yeah, she might just physically collapse.
Okay.
She's not doing the Ariana Grande things on stage, right?
She's like, still doing choreography, but it's not nearly as like big as it used to be.
Hard.
Is her voice as, because I mean.
Her voice is still amazing.
Okay. Because I mean, you need some diaphragm air to like become a singer like she is. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you think she's tried drizzle us?
Probably not. She's vegan. So.
What's not vegan about this?
They have drizzle all
okay.
over
them. Okay,
no,
everybody.
Like the chocolate.
Or the like the birthday cake.
What's in the birthday cake?
Isn't it
vegan?
The
there's
drizzle.
Probably milk or something.
Stuff. Yeah. Oh. The
get
drizz.
Some drizz in your mouth, everyone.
Good evening.
Yeah, bring it home, T-Hack.
The Slacker Show research team has proven Drizzalicious not vegan. That was my story, actually. You jumped me on
it. No, it wasn't. Right. What's your story?
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The average time that the American goes to bed is later than you might think.
Hold on, let's guess. What time does the average American go to bed?
It's all ages, okay, just so everyone in America.
You're lumping
what's the
in
average?
You forcing your kids into bed at like 7:30.
Okay, yeah.
And then...
Yes. I'm like a 9 to 9:30, no
you
doubt
go
about
that
it.
That early?
Yeah, usually I read in bed a little or something, but okay. So I'm going to go 9:45.
So you think you're right in the wheelhouse of average?
Mm.
I'm going to go closer to 10:30.
Okay.
Because I think there's just enough meth heads that it drive that a little later.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
I would be,
I feel, and I'm just putting this out there, I'm not getting paid by these people. I think if I really get addicted to Drizzalicious enough, meth might be the next thing.
Okay.
So then I might start going to bed later and later and later. Sure. And then it becomes early. Really?
Right.
Early bedtime.
So you said 10:30?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 10:31.
Do not Price is Right me, you B. But time.
Aaron wins technically. The national average bedtime falls between 11:30 and midnight.
Shut up.
Younger generations tend to stay up even later than that. While some Gen Z adults are shifting towards earlier. Gen Z's going to bed earlier.
Who's got the energy to go to bed at midnight?
I would never sleep if I could. It's so boring. It's just like a waste of time. You gotta lay there. I hate it. I would say
I would literally sleep all day if I could. Keep me in bed. Let my dog come to me.
Yeah. Let somebody just bring Drizzalicious to you.
Okay. Exactly. It does happen.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't worry about it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze. Let's love.